Time now on our pregame show to visit with Jim Scanlon, the head coach of the Beavers. Coach, no sugarcoating this. You're riding a seven-game losing skid into the last weekend of the year. I think in any year that's tough for a coach to keep his or her team together. This year I can only imagine it's even harder. What have you, your staff, and heck, even your players done to kind of keep this thing together?
You know, Schulte, right since the beginning of this, we've kind of said let's make today count, and we've tried to keep that as our slogan all year long. And I credit the players; they've just been tremendous. For all the disappointments that the season's brought in terms of our one loss record, their attitude, their effort has been tremendous. You know, there hasn't been any finger pointing. Nobody's down. They come to work every day. They work hard. They have fun. They got smiles on their faces. Just walked by the weight room now and just watch them. They're all dancing and they're just having fun. You know, they enjoy being with each other. So that certainly makes my job easier. Makes our staff's jobs easier. Again, it hasn't been fun. It hasn't been easy in terms of our one loss. But it is what it is. We just got to come every day. We talked about. We have an opportunity this weekend to finish on a high. Not every team gets to finish with a W. We got an opportunity, and it starts today.
You played in eight overtime games. You win half of those. Your one loss record certainly different. You pop a power play goal or two throughout the course of the year. Your record is certainly a lot different. Just a couple of things, and you're in the thick of things, aren't you?
Oh, absolutely, Schulte. You hit it right on the head there. Tom's made that comment too about what a fine line it is. And the margin of error being so small, and for us it's even smaller just because of the trouble we've had scoring. We had three straight games at 0-0 after regulation. You can't ask more out of your goaltender than providing you that kind of goaltending. And we just could not bounce one in somewhere somehow, like you said, a power play goal here or there. We were that close. We were that close. Despite the last 2 weekends have certainly been really tough going against Wisconsin and then Minnesota, and it's certainly no fun getting your ears pinned back like we did. But we had a good week of practice. We talked about your game doesn't have a memory of how the last game went. You got a choice to go out and play like a champion. That's what we challenged our players to do.
Last week during the men's series, they blocked a ton of shots, got a sweep. I talked with Tom in the post game about it, and how that's quote-unquote Beaver hockey, you block shots. And he goes, no, Schulte, that's hockey. You're supposed to do that. You're supposed to play the game the right way. Got me thinking about, what is, a sentence or two of what is the culture of Beaver hockey. The women's program is no different than the men's program. They're steep in tradition. How would you categorize what is Beaver hockey?
I think it's just a group that genuinely loves each other, and they play for each other. We ask them to check your egos at the door, and the bottom line is that we want all of our players to know they're valued for who they are as a person, not for what they do on the ice. And that goes through our entire staff, our strength staff, our training staff, our equipment staff. Treat everybody the way you want to be treated. That's our program, that's our culture. And we've got a great group, and like I said, it makes coming to the rink that much easier when you're when you're going through tough times like this year.
More with Coach Scanlon when we come back. Our pregame continues on the Beaver Radio Network. Welcome back to our pregame show, part two with Head Coach Jim Scanlon. On to the task at hand, the St. Cloud State Huskies. When you look at your schedule online, Coach, you see that St. Cloud State Husky logo on there a ton, with all three schedules and everything. They're on there like 10 times. Some of those games obviously rescheduled and played later, but when you know a team that well, there are no secrets. Where do you gain an advantage this late in the year playing them that many times?
It's not so much playing St. Cloud again, Schulte. It's the last weekend of the season. It's the last time for some of our seniors to step on the ice here at the Sanford Center. So that's been the focus, just coming out and playing as hard as we can and giving it our all for the last weekend. We know we're going to be in for a battle. Four of our last five games have gone into overtime with this team, and I'm sure this weekend is going to be no different. They play hard. They've got some real nice young players. Emma Paluzny, their senior goalie, has been really hard on us in the past. There's some areas I think we can maybe take advantage of, but we also at the same time have to be really good defensively because they have some talented players. Their top two lines can be really, really good. So, we've got to come out here and be ready to play.
At what point is it just scratch your head and go, what more do we have to do on the power play?
You know what, Schulze, again, we've dissected it. We look at film. You know, there have been some power plays that have been really, really good, and we've created some really good opportunities and created some momentum. And there's been some others that have just, you know, you just want to just forget about it. And all you can do is just keep working at it and keep plugging away. And you know, we've changed some personnel. We've moved some people around. And we just keep telling them, you know, we have faith in you. We trust, you know, we believe in you. And just keep shooting pucks. And again, we know we can't be cutesy. Let's just keep it as simple as we can. Let's get pucks to the net. Let's crash the net. You know, that's how we're going to get one. I think we're going to get one this weekend.
Best of luck.
Thanks, buddy.
Jim Scanlon, head coach of the Beavers, starting lineups next here on the Beaver Radio Network.